Thank you. Hi, everyone. I'm Julie. I am a compulsive overeater and a 100-pounder and a little nervous for some reason. I'm usually not nervous about talking, but I made lots of notes. Thanks for asking me to do this. And it's funny, I tell newcomers generally don't do what I did, which was I didn't get a sponsor for a long time. And it took me a long time to just get up the gumption to actually surrender to the process that I needed help and that I needed another person. And even when I finally got the nerve to ask, people were full. And I was at a meeting and a woman actually shared from the podium that she was looking for a sponsee. And by the time I got to her at the end of the meeting, done, she was full. I'm like, this is not getting easy. And because they say find someone who has what you want, I found someone who had what I wanted at that moment, which was availability. She was a bulimic. I'm not. But she took me through the steps. And then at some point I had to part ways. And then again, it took me a long time to get another sponsor. So, don't do that. But I think that the importance was the surrender to asking. And you'll hear at meetings, people say, well, I'm looking for a sponsor. And even if I'm free, I'm like, the asking is a big part of the process. The surrendering to that, at least in my opinion, is a big part of the process. I made a lot of mistakes with my first sponsee. And I felt there were a lot of people in her life who enabled her, and I said, I will never do that. And then I saw that I was doing I also realized too that I had asked her, I had volunteered to be her sponsor, and that's not also how I think it works. But that experience made me a better sponsor, I believe. And one thing I really had to get rid of to be a good sponsor is my own savior complex. Because that's not going to help anyone. I can't save anyone. I'm not perfect. I'm, all of these things. I'm just another compulsive overeater. And it's up to my sponsee to want that recovery and to want to do the work. And I have said to sponsees at times, like, I can't want your recovery more than you do. And I really believe in the work, of the steps. So I think in for me, I did, like my sponsor, like I came into program just to back up. I came into program in 2005, a year after I had bariatric surgery. And I had lost my weight, but my head was crazy and loud. And then I didn't, like I said, I did not sponsor for a long, long time. So, like, I didn't need my sponsor to have had surgery, but she was a 100-pounder. And for me, there's just a common thing there. I don't know if I would be a good sponsor for a bulimic or an anorexic because it's not my experience. However, I sponsor people who are married and have children, and I'm neither of those things. I don't have either of those. So, who knows? It's good to be open. And what I did learn is that I've got to the whatever the arrangement is, it's got to work for both of us. And so again, it's like not only I'm not a savior and I'm not a martyr.
5 minutes.
Thank you. Perfect. So it's got to work for me. For a long time, I was a one sponsee sponsor. I'm like, I mean, I know people who have like half a dozen or more sponsees. God bless them. Too much for me. And then, but then what was happening is that it would get too precious in a way, like too, I again, my like kind of savior thing would rise up. So now I'm basically two sponsees right now. I am open for one. I'm taking a little break, but I do have one sponsee right now active. And like the scheduling's got to work, right? And I do the food and step. If someone only wants, me to be their step sponsor, because it's still, as much as it's not about the food, it is about the food. And if I don't know about that, if I don't know what their habits are, then I can't recognize, prelapse if that's hap if should that happen. So I think that's really, really important. And I'll start, I let them know they should, go to three meetings, weigh on a schedule, take service positions. I think logging and sending their food. For me, I weigh and measure, and I commit my food rather than report it. I have sponsees who report it. I've had some who commit. I'm fine with any of that. But the first thing is I have them write out their food story. And make the red light, green light lists, and we talk about how they eat and what works and certainly what doesn't, and help develop their plan of eating. And then I take them through the steps, and particularly with newcomers. I do it through the OA 12 and 12. I didn't get into the big book for a long time, and I love it, but I think for a newcomer who has no experience with 12 steps, it can be a little confusing, I think. However, first thing I do have them read is the doctor's opinion, because getting that obsession of the mind and addiction of the body is key to understanding who we are. So then, and going through, and I take my time. I know there's a, it seems to be, I don't know if it's a fad or a way or something these days that people are like, yeah, I went through, yeah, I did the steps, boom, like really quickly. And for me, there's a lot to do. I don't know how someone could do it in just a few months. So when we'll read it together. We'll talk like three times a week, usually for a half hour. And we'll read it together. Well, they'll read, and then either they can write about it, we can talk about it, they can use the workbook, I'm fine. But I get pretty granular. I'm a word person, so I am really into, like the sponsee will start a new step. And they'll read the step and then they'll get right into the first paragraph. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. Let's back up. All right, admitted to God. So what does that mean to admit? I mean, does that get that granular with it? With how the steps are worded. Let me see. So I think and then fourth step, when it gets to the fourth step, the 12 and 12 has all those questions, which have always pretty much disturbed me because I always think they're like step eight questions. Because so I tend to skip over those and then go to the charts. So we do use the we do the columns. And one thing that I do change on the columns is where it says, I think it says like, what did I do or what did I do wrong or what, it's very blamey. And so I think what's important is, what is my part? We all have a part. And, I was working with someone and she's like, I mean, because a lot of stuff happens when we're little kids. We don't have the agency. So, for a lot of the stuff that happened in my life, like what was my part? I wasn't to blame. My part was existing. I was there. And that can be enough. So we go through that and then we can go back and look at those questions, see if there's anything that we've missed. What else? And I, of course, I am sponsored and I work with my sponsor. We talk 3 times a week for 15 minutes. And it's important for me to not to have a sponsor who's not gonna co-sign my BS. She's fierce. And that kind of keeps me in line. And we don't agree on everything. We disagree on a concept of God, and that's fine. No problem. I also think it's interesting. I mean, these days with so much on Zoom, I mean, I until very recently, I had two sponsors, both lived in the Midwest. I live on the West Coast. We've got the miracle of this, of Zoom. I will be meeting one of my sponsees because she's coming to the birthday party. And so that's a very exciting. But I what is important for me to that a place where I have grown and in sponsoring is not overstepping. And have been able, I had a sponsee who was also in CODA, and some stuff would come. I go, I think that's a CODA sponsor thing, or I don't have that experience, maybe go talk to someone else. One of them, she was trying to get pregnant, and I said, I know people who have been pregnant in program. That would be a good person to talk to because that's not something that I can talk to. I might have opinions, but because like what don't I have an opinion on? But that it's just as important for me to go, not my place. Or if I overstep and say something or assume something, I'm quick to go, oh, well, if you're comfortable, or I'm sorry, perhaps that wasn't appropriate or my place. And try to ask and try to have it be a real question. And it's funny because we do that. I mean, and my sponsor will do this. She goes, well, do you want to know, my take on this is like, yeah, I always want to know. But she still asks. And that's, I think that's a good modeling, a good
Julie, you
behavior.
have 5 minutes left.
Thank you. Thank you. It's funny. I mean, the sponsor-sponsee relationship is pretty special. Like I said, I don't have kids. I always say that I know of, but to see, to see my sponsees thrive and grow and have breakthroughs. I mean, it's got to be a similar kind of, we call it quelling, just a real kind of pride. Oh, another thing with my sponsees, for them to then go off and sponsor, I truly believe, I know it kind of says, oh, you only have to have one more day of abstinence than the other person. But I think after the ninth step is what I generally suggest for them, because I think after that you're so clear. You're so clear and you're empty and available to bring someone else in. And in terms of, I also will have them have a defined abstinence, and one that again has to do with the food and eating behaviors. I know everyone's got a whole different one. I mean, I've heard people say my abstinence is being kind to myself. Whatever works for you. But for me, it's got to be more definite. And I think the biggest thing is that we are here, right, to help each other from this horrendous thing that we all have, right? And I heard someone say in a meeting, and it really hit me, that we are not here to love each other into the grave. And I saw that a sponsee, he had sent me his weight chart over quite a while, and I'm like, there's quite a difference here. We have to talk about this. It's uncomfortable, but I'm not going to love him into the grave. And I think that's a big, big part of responsibility as a sponsor. And it is a huge responsibility. And one thing I asked the guy in my meetings who always stands up to sponsor, and he's got like a billion sponsees. And I said, what, why do you, take more and more? He goes, I get to experience the steps newly each time. And I really love that. And I value that too, because it's, we're swapping different opinions and oh my God, did you see this? And did you see that? So, it's part of my recovery. And it's quite an honor, I think, to be asked to sponsor. And I do take it seriously, but with joy and fun. And so with that, I think I'll wrap up my time. Thank you.